In a statement released late Sunday, the Ministry of Public Security accused the so-called protesters of demonstrating in the name of protecting the rights of petitioners and assisting lawyers advocating for their rights. Among the detained is Jia Yanmin, who paid people to stage protests, and Liu Jianjun, a lawyer acting as a link between Jai and parties that hope to influence judges. Authorities say the group operated under a top-down management structure.
The group was close-knit. Every time, the organizers would make a plan and prepare banners in advance, with each member having a specific assignment, such as holding a banner, shouting slogans, or taking photos. The photos would be uploaded online in a bid to hype up the incident.
Investigations show that Jai staged 9 so-called mice incidents last year and organized 5 protests after a high-profile fatal shooting at a railway station in northeast China's Heilongjiang province in May. Their latest gathering took place on June the 15th outside the Intermediate People's Court of Weifang, a city in Shandong province. The protesters held banners and shouted, "People have the right to supervise justice, and Xu is not guilty," resulting in a huge number of onlookers and causing severe traffic jams. Pictures and stories were also posted on foreign websites claiming that petitioners gathering before the court accused the judicial organ of wrongful convictions. Police inquiries revealed that the protesters employed by Jai came from 8 provinces. They had nothing to do with Xu. Jai was arrested on the same day in Beijing. He confessed that he saw the illegal activities as a kind of business.
I had run several businesses, but they all failed. Then I met some petitioners and won their praises by helping them. I felt proud once again and came up with the idea of doing favor for petitioners to make money and build reputation.
Jai received the case of Xu from Liu, who is with the Beijing-based Kongpu law firm. A deal was reached between Jai and Xu's family, who wanted Xu's sentence to be revoked during the second trial at the Weifang court. The deal also included a seminar on Xu's case with the participation of professors, experts, and reporters to create hype. As a return, Liu received 14,000 yuan, or about $2,200, as a kickback from the 70,000 yuan paid by Xu's family for the seminar. Jai initially got 10,000 yuan to pay for the protesters. Jai admitted that he could receive extra money if the protest was effective, and the sum would rise if any of the protesters were detained. The case is under further investigation. Both Jai and Liu are now facing the charge of staging illegal gatherings to disrupt social order. Police say the protests were mainly funded via the internet and partially supported by some lawyer groups. The Chinese offices of international organizations, embassies, government departments, and courts were among their frequented locations. TV commentator Wang Jian suggests multiple efforts are needed to deal with the paid protests.
A country with an adequate legal system should not